podcast from Bible Fellowship Church and is designed to give you a bit of spiritual truth to consider each day, Monday through Friday. Today we'll be looking at Psalm 119, verses 17 through 19 and verse 24. Let's begin with prayer. Lord, thank you for your word. Would you please open our eyes to so that we can see you and know you better as we look at these verses today. In your name we pray. Amen. We're going to look at Psalm 119, first verses 17 through 19, and then skip down to verse 24. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. And then verse 24, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. I recently watched a fascinating documentary about one of the fastest growing hobbies in North America. You might be surprised to learn it's bird watching. This particular documentary was about the birds of Central Park in New York City. The narrator explained that many people who visit Central Park are completely unaware that this is a hot spot for viewing unusual species of birds. There are even birding enthusiasts who travel long distances to be in Central Park at specific times of year in order to spot a migrating waxwing or flicker. There are people who make it their business to guide interested tourists to the places in Central Park where they are most likely to see these colorful creations. Many people come to Central Park every year, but not all see or even realize the wonder of bird life that is there. It's an opportunity missed by many who do not have their eyes open to see what is literally all around them. As I watched that documentary, I began noticing some pretty obvious spiritual parallels. How often have I read my Bible with eyes that are not fully open? In Psalm 119, verse 18, the psalmist asks the Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Am I asking him for the help to see, the help that he freely offers if I would only ask? Just like the guides who help the tourists spot the unique birds in Central Park, we have the Holy Spirit available to open our eyes, to improve our spiritual vision, so to speak, so that we can see and understand the Word of God. Notice the psalmist is specifically asking for eyes to see the wondrous things in God's law. He goes on to ask in verse 19 that God would not hide his commandments from him. You see, God wants you to find him in the pages of his word. It's easy enough to read the Bible and only find academic information. We can even learn history and gain cultural awareness, but totally overlook the bigger story that's rustling through the pages. God's story, his big story of creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. It truly is the most amazing story ever written. How often have I read my Bible out of duty, as if it is just an ordinary item to check off my to-do list, and totally missed the pure delight in reading to know God and his ways. Notice verse 24. It reads, your testimony is my delight. What a difference it makes to approach God's word with the expectation of delight instead of duty. God is speaking to us from his word. He is really, literally speaking. Are we paying attention? Just as tourists walk through Central Park and don't realize the birds around them, could we be reading our Bibles the same way without really expecting to see God or find out more about his character? Or to delight to know him better? Do you want to see the wondrous things in God's word? Do you want the same sense of delight the psalmist has found in God's truth? Then ask him to give you the eyes to see it. He delights for his children to know him better, so of course he wants to give us the help we must have from him to see him in his word. I encourage you to take a bold step. The bold step of praying as the psalmist did and ask for eyes to behold wondrous things in God's word. Let's pray. Lord, please open our eyes so we may see the wondrous things in your word. Help us to have keen spiritual vision so that we can see you. your character, and get to know you as you really are, not as we imagine you to be. Help us, give us a desire to stick with this and not give up, but to get up every day with the joyous expectation of knowing you a little better. We ask for your help and trust that you know the best way to do that for each one of us. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk. Remember that Bible Fellowship has 3 live services each Sunday, one at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and an evening service at 6 p.m. Our 9 a.m. service can be viewed online each week. Check out the BFC website, the Facebook page, or download the BFC Family app for up-to-date information about other opportunities available for all ages throughout the week. Don't forget, come what may, God is not silent.